I Tub Man.
I
never graduated from high school. I don't mind if I gotta kick your ass.
All right, more from the MC5. That's Skunk, sonically speaking. I think that's a showcase for Fred Sonic Smith. That's my guess on that. Before that, Two Tub Man from the Dictators, Handsome Dick Manitoba, a good friend of Wayne Kramer's. So we needed to, and they're contemporary, so we needed to have that song in there, or at least something from the Dictators. King's X, or I'm sorry, that was MC5 with Teenage Lust prior to that, and then King's X with Dogman. Starting off the set, thanks for joining me here this morning. I'm here with you until 11. And this is our Wayne Kramer show, Godfather of Punk, a huge influence on many bands. And we've been playing a lot of bands from the 90s when he had a bit of a resurgence. And excuse me, so that's sort of the theme here this morning. And thanks for all the calls and requests. This has been, the phones have been lining up, a lot of Wayne Kramer fans out there. So let's continue on with more of the artists who were influenced by him. It's going to be this one from Prophets of Rage, Living on the 110. This is, of course, that super rap rock group with Rage Against the Machines, Tom Morello, Chuck D, Be Real from Cypress Hill, and Brad Wilk from Audioslave. Nice group there. Let's hear this. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get ya. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like a drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm finally getting hip to the American blues. I'm gonna say the pledge of allegiance before they beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a billion years probation. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like a drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. Guitars,
oh no,
Joe.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Bad Brains with Big Takeover from their debut. Before that, Stranger in the House from Wayne Kramer off of Citizen Wayne. Pearl Jam, Spin the Black Circle. That was Spin, not Splin. Spin the Black Circle from Vitalogy. I guess that's the most punk song I could find on that record. Not that, I mean, I had other Pearl Jam stuff, but that was the one that stuck out to me to play on this Wayne Kramer tribute show. MC5, The American Ruse. Started things off, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here on this Wayne Kramer tribute show. Passed away from cancer. It was announced yesterday. I think it may have actually passed Thursday night. 75 years old. And, you know, what's funny is that he tried to get the MC5 together after Rob Tyner passed and even Fred Sonic Smith. And he was doing all the lead vocal work. Really an influential guitarist. I think it's, as I mentioned before, I kind of lumped them in with the Velvet Underground, like bands that sort of, they made an impression and then they sort of inspired many artists afterward without actually enjoying a lot of success when they were together. Although their record is still on the Rolling Stone top 500 list, not that we respect Rolling Stone really necessarily very much. And the Kick Out of the Jams does get remarked or does get respected as one of the greatest proto-punk songs of all time. And it's funny, that record was, I was just reading about it, the Kick Out the Jams was their debut. It was recorded live at the Grand Theater in Detroit over two nights around Halloween. And, you know, Wayne Kramer was really nervous. He was like, oh, and looking back and listening to that record again, it's like I can see all these problems and all these mistakes we made. And it was a lot of pressure for us, and we were still young. But goes down as one of the greats of all time. All right, up next, it's this one from Wayne Kramer. This one is from Dangerous Madness. 1996 solo record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Up the river, it's all forests and secret trails. they held a million adventures for a boy of seven. But that was before the time of later ghosts.
Have the understanding of their own lack of commitment, man. Ready?
Yeah, I'll testify. I'll put it up your fucking ass.
Hey,
this is Wayne the Singer.
Turn this one up, man.
It's Wayne the Singer. It's called How Did They Come?
One, two, three.
They say that
Of course, that's James Underneath with Mountain Song from Nothing Shocking. Before that, Wayne Kramer, Edge of the Switchblade. That was from The Hard Stuff. Soundgarden, Jesus Christ Pose. Love that song. The prototypical perfect Soundgarden song. Johnny Thunders and Wayne Kramer's Gang War with The Harder They Come live in Boston in 80. And Fugazi's Give Me the Cure started things off. We're about done here. I'm going to leave you with Kick Out the Jams. I think this song is going to get played a lot today. I imagine Brian and Crash Course, the Ravers, will play this as well as we say goodbye to Wayne Kramer. 1,000 Points of Lights. 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week here on WMFO. Stay tuned for Something About the Women.
Kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat. You know my shirt's all wet. What I'm feeling. In the sound that I bounce and resound and rebound off the ceiling. You gotta have it, baby. You can't do it without them. When you get the feeling you got, sock 'em all, put that mic in my hand, and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick out. The bomb.
kick on the jam. Yeah, kick on the jam. I done kicked them out.